Charlotte now has another professional football team, but it's unlike anything you'd see in the NFL. The Carolina Energy will begin play next month indoors as part of the newly formed American Arena League. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The Energy will play a 10-game season with home games at Charlotte's Bojangles Coliseum. It's a high-scoring version of the game, with eight-person teams playing on a 50-yard turf field surrounded by padded walls. Head coach Irvin Bryson has been coaching indoor football for two decades. He says it's not a millionaire's game like the NFL.
A player makes $200 a game. We have to house the ball players there from out of town. We have to give them two meals a day. And they're really playing for the film, and it's not about the money.
Last year, Bryson coached the Vermont Bucks to the championship of the Can-Am Indoor Football League. That league merged with Arena Pro Football to form the American Arena League, and league owners asked Bryson to form a team in Charlotte. Bryson co-owns the team with Daniel Rudman, a South Carolina building contractor. They're relying on local talent, players who want to stay in the game and maybe get a shot at playing at a higher level.
Guys from UNC Charlotte, guys from Catawba College, Lenore Ryan, East Carolina. We have a lot of local guys that live directly here in Charlotte.
Charlotte has had indoor football before. The Speed from 2007 to 2011, the Cobras in the mid-2000s, and the Rage in the 90s. The Energy's first game is March 24th at home against the Triangle Torch from Raleigh. One other difference from the NFL? Tickets are a lot cheaper, from $12 to $27. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.